Okay, I got a message out of the blue from a mate of mine who I hadn't heard from in a while, and she let me know just casually that she's just started consulting for a skincare company and it's going really well and that the products are incredible. And I never wrote back to the message because I believe that my friend is caught up in a multi-level marketing thing and I just don't want to get involved. So I've tapped out of the conversation.
You sure you don't want to get rich quick?
I think this works for a very small percentage of people in these pyramid schemes or multi-level marketing schemes. And anyone who is involved in it will argue that it's not multi-level marketing. That's definitely something that I've heard in the past.
Yeah.
But I would love to know from people on 131060, is this something that you do? How does it affect your friendships? Or are you in my shoes where one of your mates you think or has tried to get you involved?
Let's go to Annette on the Central Coast this morning. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So good, thanks. We're talking about multi-level marketing. What's your experience?
Oh, do I have a story?
Yes.
So years ago, I'm telling you, this is like 15 years ago, my brother and his wife tried to get me to sign up to start selling Isagenics.
Okay, so this is a Isagenics is like a smoothie protein shake. It's like a meal replacement shake thing. So you get sent a box of powder, basically, that you then, and you're meant to lose weight and it's meant to have all these health benefits.
It's a big brand.
It is. They've now exploded into beauty care and aid care.
Oh,
and
they're all over it.
It's gone insane. Anyway, okay. I didn't jump on board this gravy train because I thought pyramid schemes are dodgy. But if you Google Sharon Walsh right now,
okay,
she is the head of Isagenics in America.
Wow.
And what is she, just living on an island that she bought, or what are they, what's she doing?
She has a lot of money.
Oh, my God, I just can't look at Facebook because they're in all these different countries and, oh, my God, I just missed that train and I...
So you regret not getting involved?
No, not really.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I love my life.
But they're super rich.
I know they are. But very annoying.
But do you think that there have been some friendships that they've, you know, shut down because of their success along that road?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not thinking of those friends when you're getting fed grapes while laying down and being fanned by someone, are you? Like, who cares what relationships you've burnt along the way?
Take the money.
Oh.
I still don't get Christmas presents.
No.
Really? No. We get free shakes.
No, I don't even get them. God.
Wow. So she's like the head. She's like the...
Yes.
She's the richest of the rich from selling powdered shakes.
Is it not too late for you, Annette?
Can you can't get in just... now? Get in the bottom level,
no.
Work your way up. Can you call in a favour?
I'm just a mere peasant. They don't talk to me
anymore. At least you've got heaps of friends, though.
Well,
that's good.
It's great to have you part of us mere peasants, Annette.
I'm happy to be a peasant.
We're all in this together, mate. Let's go to Holly at Cost.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Annette, on 131060. Morning, Holly.
Hello.
Hey, Holly. Now, are you involved in one of these multi-level marketing systems?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your approach? Do you talk to all of your friends about this? Have you hit up anyone on Facebook out of the blue like my friend did?
No, I don't push it. I have a Facebook group, if that's what you want to call it, where that's where I just put all of my products that I want to sell. And people can join or I can invite people, but I don't go out and push the issue.
So how does it come up then?
If my friends, if I have people over and they go, oh, something smells nice in my house, I'll tell them what I'm doing or using.
Can I ask what products are you selling?
Scentsy.
What's Scentsy?
So Scentsy's like warmers, melts,
candles.
It's candles, but they don't have a flame.
Oh, I got it. Okay. So it's like you put in a little oil burner thing with a little candle underneath and then it melts into the thing and that makes your house smell pretty.
Yeah. So it's like a light globe or you have a warmer plate.
Okay. And when other people sell it, are you making money?
I have a few people underneath me.
Yeah.
But I don't make much off them.
But so you do make really a bit make... of commission, a bit of commish.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to pay full price for the products, but I make commission on paying full price.
And that's how the people above you get rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And in your experience, do you have any advice for Maz, who's blocking her friend at the moment that has reached out for the products?
I've had a few people do that to me also.
Are you upset?
I wasn't upset, no. If I get a message just, and I've never spoken to the person before and they just send me a very cold message like that, I don't respond. But if they've engaged in a conversation and then tell me about the products, I just say, I'm not interested. I've got a great skincare range myself that I'm
got
using.
It.
Okay.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. Okay. Is this something that you do? Is this a side hustle for you, or have you managed to turn this into like a bit of an income stream?
No, it's just definitely a side hustle. Side it's hustle. Just something that keeps me busy in my spare time. But I have made a good
Some cash.
Amount of cash off it.
Can I ask if have you got any special Christmas flavors coming out this season?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Like, do they have a special like Christmas scent coming out for Christmas?
Oh yeah, they've got heaps.
Yeah. That's what they have to do. You've got to keep bringing out new products so that Holly's got new stuff to sell to people. So you keep engaged in the conversation with the friends that you've got that are buying the stuff that you're selling.
Hey Holly, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to do you a favor. When we get off air, I'm just going to put you in touch with Maz and you guys can have a chat about this off the air. She might be able to sell some stuff for you over the Christmas period. Away you go.